Good morning. Good morning. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. And God's word of life is building relationship. Let us pray. Thank you for having a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for allowing us to spend a quality time with our loved ones and family today. And your blessings and favor with us in your own special way. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us. For knowing that when we wait on you, our strength will be renewed and you will give us overabundance, power, and enable us to keep running this race you set for us. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and their vision with Artists International. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Wellesley for leadership in our TMC call this morning, Lord. Thank you for the speakers about the downloads of information on in us with this morning so that we can go out and be a blessing to someone today. Thank you for the TMC guests and family for listening this morning. We're going to pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning. Going by the hospital and nursing home to touch somebody this morning. We're going to pray for Minister Jackie's father, which is in the hospital and he's resting. And pray for the bereaving family this morning, Lord. Somebody needs you this morning. Father God, we want to say, Lord, help each and every one of us to build a relationship and go out and love someone today. Smile at someone today. In the name of Jesus, let us all say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, take it away. Enjoy your day.
Well, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. If this is your first time joining us, I want to say a special welcome to you, and I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. Now, this call is all about the Master. And as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the reverence, praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is known as Dr. Super Fantastic or Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. Now, we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and each day you can hear that day's message by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All the messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website. That's themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net. And if you are feeling led to join the team, or if you are feeling, you know, that God has given you a praise report or a prayer request, or simply if you have a word stored up in your belly and the Lord is just calling you forward to preach that message, if you would send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call founded by Dorothy Cook, who is a platinum president and artist, and it has now been turned over to a dynamic group of leaders throughout Artists International, and they keep us informed and energized and moving forward to help others enhance their lives. That number is 641-715-3865, access code 539-598 pound. Again, 641-715-3865, access code 539-598 pound. Calling all Artists International distributors, the Artists International Project 5000 call is continuing, and it's going through a whole 90 days, and that's Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Pacific time. That number is 712-432-1699, access code 857-150 pound. Again, 712-432-1699, access code 857-150 pound. The Artist Ignite Conference is June 10th through the 11th in Houston, Texas. For more information about registration, please go to your back office or events.artistlife.com. Now it is time for me to move out the way so this amazing woman who God has chosen as his mouthpiece with the message, the Mississippi Queen, can come forward and give us a word from God. Our speaker today is none other than our very own prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda was brought up in the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was at the age of 12. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married her husband, Freddie Terrell, and they moved to Texas, where they became members of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under the tutelage of Pastor Sherman Gray Jr. Being Spirit-filled Baptist Church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in their gifts God has given them. She is truly an encourager. She always has just a positive, uplifting word for us. Brenda is the proud mother of 5 children and a grandmother of her grandsons, whom she loves dearly. Throughout the years of God's blessing, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculous in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. Brenda went back to her roots, and she resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, as a member of the Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. Brenda is an artist entrepreneur who loves the products and enjoys helping others become healthy. And utmost, she is looking forward to greater things in Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie, of over 36 years. Now I'm going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to other our Mississippi Queen, our prayer general, a woman who truly stands before God for us, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. The platform is yours.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that cordial and warm introduction. I so appreciate and love you. You are such a sweetheart, and I thank God for all that he does in your life. And also I want to say thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Such a blessing to hear you seat and greet everyone this morning. And I want to say special, special thank you to our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is a tremendous blessing in my life, and to all of us. I know I can say that and speak for all of us. She is such a blessing, and I give God glory for you, Dr. Vanessa, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is Miss Super Fantastic. We love and appreciate you and constantly speaking healing over your body. Well, good morning, TMC family. It's such a blessing to come before you again this morning, and I give God glory and praise and acknowledge that he has truly been a blessing to me. And this morning we will talk about our meditation. What are we meditating on a day-to-day basis? And I go to the scripture, Psalms 119:97, where it says, "How I love your law. It is my meditation all day." Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have given me the opportunity to speak to your people, Lord. And I thank you, Father, because it is no longer Brenda. But I ask you, Father, that the spirit of truth will dwell in me, that you would speak to your people, Lord, and adhere, and that we all will adhere to what you will have to say, Father, that we become better believers as well as ministers here in the marketplace as you do your will through us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, again, we're talking about meditation. What are we meditating on in our everyday lives? And as I have read that scripture, "How I love your law, it is my meditation all day." Sometimes we'll read that, but then we think back on what are we meditating on. Another scripture that I want to read from 63. It says, "When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the night watches." When at night sometimes, what are we meditating on before we even go to bed? Do we get to meditate on his word, and do we get to meditate on the goodness of God? You know, years ago I heard a godly man say that one of the best ways to receive remarkably clear guidance from the Lord was to meditate on the word of God. He said that as we do this, the Holy Spirit enlightens and opens up the scriptures to us, revealing divine truths that we can apply to our lives in every situation. And I find that to be so true. As we meditate on God's word, as we meditate on his goodness, as we meditate on his love, and as we meditate on his works, those are the three things that I want to emphasize on. Meditate on his word, meditate on his love, and meditate on his works. When we meditate on God and all that he does and his goodness and his word, he just divinely tells us different things. You will know things in advance. It's just such a blessing, because he has placed us in a spiritual atmosphere where we have peace that passes all understanding. Now, some definitions of the word meditation are to chew over, deep thoughts, pondering, or reflect, or even contemplate, having quiet time, concentrating, and at length for spiritual purposes. We want to say concentrate, ponder. You know, and having that quiet time is very important. And for the believers, meditation is not some mystical hocus-pocus, but a very practical and useful spiritual discipline. The Bible has a lot to say about meditation. When Joshua was taking Moses' place after his death, the Lord told him, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." That's according to Joshua 1 and 8. And notice that God indicated that meditating on his word would lead to obedience. And obedience would lead to prosperity and success. Also, Psalms 119:11, it reveals that the connection between meditating on the scriptures and obedience. It says, "Your word, O Lord, have I hid, have I laid up in my heart, that I might not sin against you." So it is leading to obedience. We hide in God's word in our hearts. We're meditating on it day and night. And when we are struggling with a repetitive sin or a situation that tries to linger attached to us, you know, worrying, we can make deposits of God's word in our hearts by memorizing and meditating on applicable scriptures and receiving the supernatural strength and wisdom that we need to overcome these obstacles. Because God's word is true, it's perfect, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and so it pierces anything that's not of him. So it's a powerful tool that we want to use constantly in our everyday lives. The very first psalm in the Bible talks about the value of meditating on the word of God. It says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law we meditate day and night." Say, he is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Oh, my, that is so powerful. He said we'll be like trees planted by rivers of water. That's healthy, whether we know it or not. Being in the health and wellness business, we always want to speak being healthy. So, of course, being healthy body, being healthy spiritually, being healthy mentally. When we meditate on his word, he said, we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water, and then we'll bring fruit in its season, and the leaf will not wither. That is powerful. Whatever he does prospers. That's what it tells us in Psalms 1. Go back and read it. Meditate on that. It's awesome. This passage reveals that meditation upon God's word can renew our minds and sharpen our focus, so that we will closely monitor our relationships. I heard Minister Cynthia talking about relationships early. So this will help sharpen and monitor our relationships, our attitudes, and even our actions. See, this kind of godly living will enable us to be fruitful, prosperous, and productive, even in times of trial. And, you know, that's what God always instills in us and tells us throughout his Bible, that he wants us to be productive. He wants us to be fruitful. Because remember, when he spoke to the fig tree that was unproductive, he cursed it. So that's so important that we become fruitful and be productive. Now, this kind of godly living will enable us, of course, to, like I said, to be fruitful, prosperous, and productive. Now, the author of Psalms 119, he said the longest psalm, this is the longest psalm in the Bible. He says, "My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises." My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. If someone were to ask me how I've managed to remain positive and hopeful through the toughest times in my life, I would have to say that it was by meditating on the promises of God. He promised that we were more than a conqueror. This is what he told us. He promised that he would never leave us or forsake us. He promised that he would give us another comforter that would lead us into all truth. And he's never short on his promises. So when we meditate on his promises and think of his promises and what he says he'll do for us and how he has already made us more than conquerors, he's already made us victorious. When we meditate on these things, then it's easy to go through life trials and tribulations, because then we are spiritually sound. We're spiritually sitting at the seat of God's throne, and we know that we are casting our every care upon him, knowing he cares for us. This is what happens when we're meditating on his word. So with these promises that he'll never leave us or forsake us, he has never come short on any of his promises. And when we give our lives to Christ, we inherit a wealth of supernatural promises. We can pray and claim in faith for our victory in every given situation. Now, remember the saying, The idle mind is the devil's workshop or playground. The fact is that whether we realize it or not, we are always meditating on something. We might be meditating on our problems, on how someone has hurt us, or on how we can get our way in situations. David prayed, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, because truly you are my rock and you are my redeemer." It's important that what we meditate on is pleasing to God. And he has to listen to our thoughts as well as to our words. One reason why the Lord is concerned about what we meditate on is that he knows our thoughts are like seeds, and they can determine whether we reap a good harvest or a bitter one. Remember when he said, the Bible says he is more than able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You see, what is this saying? There is the power with the Holy Spirit within our thinking, within our meditation. So we see that meditating on God's word day and night, as the scripture says, will lead continuously, I want to say it over and over again, to prosperity, to success, to fruitfulness, to blessings. May it be true of every one of us that these are the words in our mouth, that these are what we will chew on and that we'll pray over. It's God's word. Now, here are a few steps to produce godly meditation. One, get into a quiet place. Remember, as many distractions, as many distractions as you can. And secondly, start with prayer. Start with prayer. When we go before the Lord in prayer, first of all, we always want to acknowledge who he is, how powerful he is, how awesome he is, that he's a mighty God. We just uplift his name. And as we go into prayer, then we can go into asking God to speak to us, to have his way in our lives. Be bold in your asking before God, because he wants to have that close family relationship with each and every one of us. And I remember back when I was working in San Antonio, where I used to have to drive about 40 minutes to work. And during that time, it was such a precious time. And oh, man, I tell you, having that time with the Lord, it was so glorious. And surely enough, he would always show me different situations and would have a peace over anything, any trial, any tribulation, anything anybody tried to come up against with me on the job. I tell you, I had a peace that passes all understanding. And truly enough, with that relationship with God, having that meditative time with him, it was so precious day by day. And when I moved to another place and I end up having short distances to work, so I didn't have that, you know, I didn't have that kind of time. And I remember the Lord speaking to me saying, "I miss my time with you like that we had in San Antonio." So, of course, I had to go back to having that kind of time with the Lord. It's so precious. Now, fourth, begin reading the Word of God, and when something jumps off, I'm sorry, did I give you three? Write down everything that comes to your mind that you need to do. Usually when we are quiet, the things we need to do start coming to mind. God's directions are being manifested at this given time. And fourth, begin reading the Word of God, and when something jumps off the page to you, begin to think about it. Mull over it in your mind. What is God trying to say to you? Now, in closing, my dear TMC family, it's evident that concentration, deep thoughts, pondering can be geared into a method of worrying, which leads to dis-ease. We don't want to be there because that leads to sickness, illnesses. Or we can concentrate, ponder, and think on the promises of our Lord and Savior, which leads to life everlasting. Our way of thinking affects our business as well, such as the time we spend worrying about this or that, the time we spend reliving the bad things people do to you, the time we spend complaining rather than rejoicing. Find something to rejoice over. And with that being said, consider this. Watch your thoughts. They become words. Watch your words. They become actions. Watch your actions. They become habits. Watch your habits. They become character. Watch your character. It becomes your destiny. And that's by author unknown. And I want to relay back to you again three very important scriptures. Psalms 119:97 says, "How I love your law. It is my meditation all day." All day. That's his word. When we meditate on his word, it's precious. It fills us. It prospers us. It gives us a new dimension in life. Psalms 48:9, "Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love." On his unfailing love. That's a mouthful. And a heartful, may I add. Meditate on his love, his unfailing love. Third, Psalms 145:5, "They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works." When you meditate on his works, you get to the point in various trials and tribulations and situations that if he did it back then, he's more than able to do it again. So those three things, we always want to meditate on his word, on his love, and on his works, because God is with us always. While we meditate on him, he will fulfill all that he needs to fulfill within each and every one of us. I hope you got a thought from this message. God bless you all. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Wow, 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 Minister Brenda, what an on-time word from God. I will be calling you back shortly for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the woman of God and her obedience, for giving us the word about meditating on your love, your word, and your work, Father. You are more than enough, and if we meditate on you, and the things that you have given us, Lord, how you increase our territory. Lord, we ask that you just pour back into Minister Brenda all that she has poured out into us 100-fold, Father. Give her the grace for even the more. Father, we ask that everything she puts her hand to, her marriage, her children, her grandchildren, that they be blessed 100-fold. Father, just continue to use her as you see fit. Have your perfect way and your perfect will in her life. Lord, we thank you for the two amazing women of God who said yes to founding this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, you know their heart's desire, and your word says, "Delight yourselves in me, and I will give you the desire of your heart." Father God, we ask that you continue to just touch Dr. PK's body. Father, give her the physical healing. Lord, just do in her body what you will. Have your way, oh God. Father, we ask that you just continue to be a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and Mr. Clement Boyd, O Heavenly Father, as they lead artists, as you lead them, O Heavenly Father. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to just continue to order our steps. Father, we pray for Minister Benita's mother, O Heavenly Father. You know what you have planned, O God, and we know the plans you think towards us because you want us to have a future hope and good and not evil, O God. So touch her body. Touch Minister Jackie's father, O Heavenly Father. Just continue to breathe life into those situations. Lord, we ask that you be with the bereaved families on this line. Father, you know every need before they are spoken, before they are thought, O God. And we know that you can do the exceeding and the abundant more than we can ask or hope according to the power that worketh in us. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we just want to continue to let you have your way, O Lord. We want to continue to allow you to be God all by yourself. So, Father, We love you, we adore you, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 641-715-3865, access code 539-598-POUND. The Project 5000 presentation call is Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Pacific. That number is 712-432-1699, access code 857-150-POUND. The Artist Ignite Conference is June 10th through the 11th in Houston, Texas. Check your back office for registration. We are just so glad that you join us. We love you. We hope to hear you in the morning. Minister Brenda, can you come and give us our closing benediction?
Thank you, Minister Kai. I want to encourage all of you that Psalms 119, how I love your law, O God. It is my meditation all the day. To him, now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forever. Amen, amen. We love you. God bless you.